Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. It's also a pleasure to welcome our very special guest coming to us live from Saskatchewan, Canada, Elaine Unruh of Ask Big Sister. Elaine is a women's health advocate and owner of Ask Big Sister. She says a website and community page, Hot Flashes to Menopause, were developed based on candid conversations she had with clients and friends over the years who felt free to talk straightforwardly about their lives and sexual health issues. Women to women, open, discussed health and sexual health and living with debilitating conditions very openly. Straight talk about everything from hormones, intercourse, relationships, and being a woman. Through these candid conversations, she watched women open up, thus eliminating that shame and stigma surrounding things like vaginal health by allowing them to view their sexuality with positivity and with joy, which is so important. Using the sisterhood approach, Elaine's website is designed for everyone to enjoy these frank discussions about everything from sexuality, healthy relationship behavior, and reproductive health. So you can stay informed and know that you're not alone, no matter what the issue is that you're facing, and of course your body faces as it evolves over time. Her site and community page are styled in an open forum format so women can actively ask questions and learn from the experiences of other women facing the same issues. She became inspired to help others and pave the way for her own daughters and other women as they encounter issues so they won't have to struggle to find the answers like Elaine had to. Ask Big Sister allows you to ask the sisterhood for support and answers. The website, and we'll mention it again during the course of this 30-minute broadcast, is www.askbigsister.com. That's ask, that's the word ask, and then the word big, B-I-G, and then sister, S-I-S-T-E-R.com. Once again, my pleasure to welcome Elaine to the show for a fascinating and insightful conversation here today live on this episode of Close Up Radio. Elaine, thank you very much for joining us here on the show. It is a pleasure, and we welcome you.
Well, thank you for having me.
And it's 31 degrees where she is, folks, and she and I were having a wonderful conversation before we went live. Now, don't panic. That's in the 80s because we're talking Celsius.
Yeah.
So a little toasty in Saskatchewan today. Thanks so much for joining us again. Really a fascinating conversation that we have in store for our audience. First, I'd like to know, you know, I'm a why guy. I guess you can call me the why guy. I like why, because I like to feel things. So I like to know why people do what they do, why they make the decisions they make, you know, why they end up doing the things in life that hopefully speak to their heart and soul. For you, tell us about some of those whys in your life, the inspirational journey you had that kind of pointed you in the direction to doing this kind of work. Reaching out, helping others, bringing the sisterhood together. Tell us about that. I think it's fantastic work you're doing. What inspired you to realize you're meant to do it? You're welcome.
Well, really, it was a combination of things. I have five sisters myself, and we're all in varying age brackets. I also have daughters and nieces. And we have an open communication with each other where we can talk freely because we are sisters. And a lot of these questions and different topics have been coming up over the years as our daughters have been getting married and coming into pregnancy health, and us older girls are going through menopause. And we were just sharing the information back and forth, and I really realized that, you know, and with a little bit of humor, like between sisters, you can have candid conversations that you're not going to have with the public. And just sharing back and forth and realizing I don't want to miss my daughter having this information when the time comes for her and her friends and my nieces and cousins and stuff. So I began writing it down, and I share it in my shop. I have another business, and with my customers and clients, and I got over and over again, Elaine, I really wish you would write this down. I really wish you would share this. I wish somebody had told me this. So I began to log it and pass it along to some of my friends and stuff, and they just said, you should make this public. There's a lot of women who would really enjoy hearing such a humorous and candid approach to going through what can sometimes be one of the hardest stages of our lives.
That is really wonderful. That is really fantastic. Again, it's so well thought out. Let's talk about the work itself that you do and the idea of calling the website Ask Sister. You know, when you, I have to tell you, just when you hear the terminology of Ask Big Sister, not only does it seem like it's a place for a great resource and inspiration, but it also really automatically has a sound to it that provides a sense of trust and safety and comfort in just hearing Ask Big Sister. Just like if it was Ask Big Brother, it would have this sort of feeling to it. And that's what I get when I hear that title. Tell us about the design of the whole idea, the work you do, and why you decided to call it Ask Big Sister.
Well, I consider this more of my passion than work. Many women are traditionally very closed-mouthed when it comes to discussing deeply private issues like vaginal and sexual health. And so when it occurs, they many times don't know where to turn. Do they want to embarrassingly ask their friends? Or some women aren't even comfortable discussing many aspects with a male doctor, for instance. And a lot of us are very frustrated by blanket dismissal of our issues as nothing to worry about, or that's just menopause, or that's just being a woman. The bottom line is we want facts. We want to be taken seriously. We want to be heard. And I called it Ask Big Sister because that's the approach that felt comfortable to me. It's the approach I share with my own sisters. It's private. It's personable. And who would I be the most comfortable talking to first? And in my case, it's usually my sisters, my mother, my daughter, or a best friend, depending on the subject. And because this is an open forum style on my site, I'm openly candid about who I am, but there is the ability for women to ask questions to each other anonymously on my blog post. And then that way they can almost have that feeling of sharing without it being, you know, into their personal space. They can just ask common questions and share and be candid without feeling like they're going to be attacked. And, you know, once they feel comfortable in that, they can reach out to other women who maybe share similar experiences and have private conversations with them about it. So that was my hope, and that's my goal for the whole site.
That is fantastic. You know, you take this integrative, which I think is so important. I think it's important in all health and wellness and just in many aspects of living, this unique integrative approach to the subjects that you discuss. Tell us about how you do that.
Well, I do this because no single approach works for everybody. In some cases, a simple supplement or a change in your diet can have the same results as medication. And although I do feel that medication has its place, it many times results in complications that require yet more medication. Whereas I feel that supplements, at least in my case, even if I take a lot of them, not only are just as powerful as medication, but they are nourishing. So instead of causing more complications, they usually contribute positively to my overall health and the overall health of other people. And that by nourishing your body, it won't just help with one set of symptoms, but it many times is what's missing for other issues as well. So it's all connected.
You're right, exactly. And that's important for people to realize. It's, you know, the health topics that women ask about the most, I'm sure there's a list, although it can probably change from time to time. But what would you say are some of the more prevalent health topics that women are asking about? I'm sure things like low libido, lack of energy, problematic menstrual symptoms, menopause, hot flashes, probably most commonly chat about. Thyroid issues probably too, or all of it. Tell us a little bit about that, what you're hearing and seeing from your clients.
Well, mostly it's hot flashes, lack of sleep. Mental health actually comes up a lot, dealing with the hormone changes and how you can be frustrated and angry and irritated. Diet, weight gain through midlife is big. Hair and hair loss as you go through thyroid issues is very, very common. And hot flashes are a big deal. Like, some women suffer from them very badly, and other women are constantly cold. These are actually opposite sides of the same coin. And nutritionally, there is a lot of help available for that. And but again, because not one item will work for everybody because of the combination of their own differences, being able to talk to other women about it and maybe spot somebody who is a little bit more similar, and then being able to take that information back to your doctor or naturopath and have those discussions can really be helpful just in making you feel more armored with some knowledge, that you're not going in there and just feeling like a guinea pig.
Right, exactly. And that's important. I'm sure establishing trust at the outset, too, between you and your client is really important for them and for you, right? Because they will probably be opening up about aspects of their life that they might not even share with their closest loved ones, partners, friends, others, right?
Oh, many times.
Yeah.
Many times, yeah. That's true, especially when it comes to libido issues or vaginal dryness or STIs. There's a lot of things that just happen naturally occurring in a woman's body as we transition through all different stages of life. And you just want to deal with that privately. And sometimes you don't even want to ask your friends about it. You're like, I hope they go through this too. But once you have those open, candid conversations, or you read a website like mine, and you can talk on a women's forum, and you can put in questions like that, and you get answer after answer after answer, you realize, oh, this is normal. Okay, I'm not alone.
That's a key thing that you said there. I'm not alone. That is so important for people to realize, and that's where Ask Big Sister comes in, is sort of taking away that feeling of being alone. Why do you think, Elaine, there is still some shame and maybe even stigma regarding sexual topics for women even today?
I think there is, not necessarily from a media perspective, but down home on a personal level, I think absolutely. Culture, religious upbringing, personal privacy, expectations to work like a man and not bring hormones into the equation. You know, you can't really be acting emotional at work. Are all alive and well in actual reality. Hormones and women's issues, emotional responses, empathy and intuition, and many times are still seen as weaknesses, when in fact they are probably our woman's strength. Sexual topics are still taboo on many levels for men and women, mostly where there's problems. Our bodies are ever evolving, and aging happens to us all. So many women are still embarrassed if their sexual function isn't high. Others are embarrassed to be blatantly sexual, for being shamed or shut down. But vaginal dryness, low libido, erectile dysfunction, these are all things that happen to the human race. So I really just wish we could all be real about it and realize that this is normal. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. We all age. We all go through things. And sometimes it's a problem and sometimes it's not. But how do you know that if you can't ask and you can't talk about it?
Right. Right, exactly. And that's so important to ask. You know, hot flashes, too. What is hot flashes to menopause about?
That is actually the community group where the women can share their own stories and ask questions to other women. There is availability on my website to post questions to me individually. And so far, because it's a fairly new site, that's where most of the questions are coming in. It's still in its infancy form. But the goal is that if someone wants to discuss, say, HRT, hormone replacement therapy, or low libido, or any other topics, they can actually post to the group and receive feedback from many different perspectives, not just mine. So even if I get asked a question privately, I do put it out to some of the group from an anonymous point of view and allow them to get feedback. This is a brand new site, so it's slowly building as people find out about it.
Tell us about also the shop on your website.
Well, the shop on my website is just a consolidation of the products that I discuss in the articles. I put it in categories so it's a little easier to source things and get more information. That way, if someone's reading more than one article or a blog post, they can find the related items in the shop and get more detailed information without having to research back through everything they've read. This will be ever-evolving with each topic, especially as better and more improved products and supplements come available. For example, up here in Canada, we don't have access to all the same supplements as my American sisters, or even some of the same resources. Our FDA standards are quite different. So there is some ability for my Canadians to find and source it through the States or vice versa through Canada. And I try to list that there and let people know why something that they've been looking for isn't available in Canada. Well, that particular product's not allowed to be here. So here's what is available in Canada. And just being able to have that as a resource to people, because they'll be looking on sites, they'll hear about something, they'll try to get it and be like, oh, why can't I get that? So hopefully this is just a way for that to kind of pull it together and make those resources a little bit easier to find.
That's a great idea to have it presented that way. You also say something that's really important, and it's so true. You know, sometimes our society sort of puts everything in one basket or one size fits all. Everything is cookie cutter, almost assembly line approach, you know, same methodology for everybody, yet we're all individuals. We all have different backgrounds, cultures, upbringings, mm-hmm. thoughts, homes, you know, hopes, dreams, desires, all kinds of different things. Why do you say one size does not fit all?
Well, we are totally unique, aren't we? The symptoms I have going through menopause, for instance, are very different than the ones even some of my sisters are having. So I wanted each of us to have an equal voice. What works for me could easily benefit someone with similar symptoms, but they will definitely have to tweak it for whatever differences they face as well. Being high or low estrogen, hyper or hypothyroid, one ovary, two ovaries, none, cancer, There's so many different things, from genetics, diet, lifestyle, other health issues, age, stress. I can't say that one thing is going to work for anybody or one methodology. And that's really why I put together this page, is I would look up something from a naturopathic perspective, and I would go to that page, and that's all I would hear. I would go to a medical page, and that's all I would hear. And there was never any balance between them. It was like, this is the only way, or this is the only way. Well, I don't actually believe that's true. Many times I use both a medical and a holistic combination approach. If I have to take the medicine, I take it. But I try to balance that out by taking supplements that rebuild and nourish my body at the same time, or especially after I come off medication. So I don't think there is anything as a one-size-fits-all. There's just no such thing.
That's right. On, you know, many levels, it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Is what we eat, the foods we consume, important to one's sexual health? And if so, what would you say is a diet that you would suggest to keep everybody well and balanced? Now, when you think sexual health, sometimes you always hear oysters and chocolate. But there's more to one's diet than that, right? And
there
is that just
a
myth, or is there truth to that?
There's truth to everything. You are what you eat.
You're blushing, Elaine. I can see it through the phone line.
diet again is as unique as the individual. And yes, pineapple works. For those who know, they know. I'm not going to elaborate. I personally eat a modified keto diet because wheat and yeast both trigger inflammation for me because I have fibromyalgia. So
yeah.
Keeping my nervous system calm is imperative. So I avoid processed food, aspartame, MSG, any fake sugars. They just don't exist in my world. They trigger a lot of problems, not just with my fibromyalgia, but they also trigger my hot flashes and a lot of other symptoms. But I have vegan friends that being vegan works very well for. I have a mother and some family members that follow the AI, which is the anti-inflammatory diet, which is all the foods that they're allergic to, with great success for keeping their health up. So that's why I think it's really, really important to go get your DNA, hormone, and allergy testing done. I do have some affordable options like that on my site. But getting that done and having that knowledge in front of you, keeping a food diary, and just watching your response and how you feel and keeping a log of that can change everything. It can really bring forth everything that's wrong with you is simply food allergies and food related, or you're not getting a proper nutrition, or you're missing a certain one. We all found with COVID and stuff, those who were taking higher amounts of vitamin D, for instance, and vitamin C had less symptoms than someone who lived somewhere with less vitamin D. Very simple things like that, you start to track it and you have that knowledge in your hand, and it will become apparent what diet you should be following for your body and your unique set of symptoms.
That's right. Again, leaning back to the one size does not fit all, even when it comes to diet.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, no. One of the things you say is when we recognize our own individual health needs, it allows you to make better choices. And that's why you advocate for people to get informed and talk about what's going on within their own bodies, because no one needs to suffer in silence. And this is where Ask Big Sister, all about the sisterhood approach, really lends itself to helping each other. You're all different. And by asking for advice from a group of women facing the same issues, you may actually find the long-lost answers you've been looking for. And that's why both the website and community group consider both medical and natural options, or even a combined approach, so one can understand and love their bodies and live the best lives. That's the bottom line to all this great work you're doing, right, Elaine?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm hoping that women will just advocate for themselves, learn, feel confident that they have the knowledge to listen to themselves, to trust that how they're feeling and what they're going through is real and valid. And when you feel empowered that way, that you're listening to your own voice and that it is telling you the truth, you will, like, write a diary down. Write down what your diet is. You'll start to see a pattern. You'll start to see a pattern on the times that you're not working well, where your mental health isn't great, where your physical health isn't great, where you're not sleeping. And you'll watch that pattern not only roll with your hormones, but with your dietary choices as you follow that path. And by just listening to yourself and sharing with other women and maybe changing a few supplements and changing a few of your own patterns, the answers will come to you. They really will. You just have to feel the strength and the power to listen to yourself and to listen to how you're feeling and maybe take some advice and some ideas from other people or other things. And then just, does it resonate with you? Does it feel good to you? Because if it doesn't, the answer is it's not right. It's not the right thing to do.
Right, exactly. Why do you love this work you do so much?
I just love watching people open up. I love women where they first ask me a question and they kind of have their head down and they're kind of shy about it. And then I start chatting candidly with them back and all of a sudden they're looking me dead in the eye and they're talking to me about it and they're sharing a story or something and laughing about it or saying, you know, I've never even told my husband this or I've never even told my doctor this. And just having a candid conversation and for them just to feel that sense of relief that this is normal or this is funny or, oh my God, lots of women go through this. And just realize that there's nothing wrong with sharing that. Just to be open, I just love that. I really want my daughters and my sisters, or my family in particular, really shares an open approach because there's so many girls in the family. And many times we'll talk about a topic and then they'll share it or they'll pass it along to someone who say, like, oh my goodness, you guys can talk about this? And it was just a big deal for us to realize, what do you mean? No, not everyone does?
You're right.
So, just being able to share that with other people that they can talk about these things too and candidly and just have a good chuckle about it and normal.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's incredible. I encourage folks to go to the website, and I know you have a lot of exciting things you're looking forward to for the future, and people can keep abreast of it all by going to www.askbigsister.com. That's askbigsister.com to connect with Elaine Unruh and the folks there. And really an ingenious idea, Elaine, and really a pleasure speaking with you as well. Kudos to you on this commendable work you're
Thank
doing,
you.
Helping others and paying it forward in the way and helping others so they don't have to deal with maybe some of the things, as you say, that you've dealt with, which I think is And,
oh, they'll have
hopefully
to deal with it, but hopefully they'll just have the resources and the information for it not to linger.
To be able to, right, not to let it linger. That's right. That's it. A pleasure. I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, and hopefully we'll get a chance to explore more and expand some more as well. That would be a pleasure, Elaine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was great to have this opportunity.
Our
and
pleasure.
If www doesn't work, you can just type in askbigsister.com. It will come
That's
up.
That's it. Just go right for it. Askbigsister.com. You
yeah.
be well, Elaine. You take care, and thanks for all this great, insightful information. And thanks to our listeners as well. I'm your host, Tim Master. Thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, and inviting you to stay right here. Another great show comes up in just a moment on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.